Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. Somewhere still in their driveway.
Haven't you got the car loaded yet, Dwayne?
Just a couple more minutes, Delton. Let's see. If I stick the microwave oven under the electric sawhorses, then I can put my croquet mallets here. And my cast iron garden gnome can go right here. Oh, there's a perfect place for my trash compactor right over there.
Listen, I'm the big star. You're just my agent. I don't think it's proper for you to take more stuff than me.
But it all has great sentimental value to me, Delton. I couldn't possibly leave any of it behind.
Well, it's not very fair.
Besides, it's my car.
What does that have to do with anything?
Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Mrs. Norton.
Going on a little trip?
That's right.
And we're in a hurry, if you don't mind.
Oh, who's your friend, Dwayne?
Who's your friend?
Oh, you've met Delton before.
Lord knows I've mowed your lawn often enough.
Oh, yes. You didn't do a very good job of trimming around the hedges last time, young man.
Well, I had other things on my mind. Listen, Mrs. Norton, there's no excuse for you not to recognize me.
Yeah, we've lived next door to you for 3 years.
And that doesn't have anything to do with it. I'm a big star. Everybody is supposed to recognize me. I am Delton T. Horn.
Oh, are you?
Yes, it's really me.
Isn't that cute?
Mrs. Norton, could you hand me that bird bath, please?
Oh, of course, Dwayne. Here you go.
Well, thanks.
I'm sorry, Mama.
Hello again, Jillian.
Hi. I just couldn't find your plastic squirrel anywhere, Mama.
Oh, well, darn that silly little thing. Where could it have gotten off to?
If we knew that, we wouldn't have any trouble finding it.
Now, that makes sense.
The little scamp.
Hey, listen, Jillian. Are you sure you won't change your mind and come along with us on our record-breaking world tour?
I'd really rather not, Delton.
I don't think we'd have room for her anyway.
I'll check inside the house again, Mama.
All right, Julian, dear. I don't suppose either one of you boys have seen my plastic squirrel.
No.
Well, not this morning.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll see you later, Dwayne, and what's your name?
See you, Mrs. Norton. Gosh, she's such a nice old lady.
I never did like her. She's a total Twinkie.
Now, why'd you say that?
Dwayne, she keeps a plastic squirrel for a pet.
Well, she was never very good with real animals.
Well, have you finished with loading the car yet?
Well, just about, Delton.
Well, there. You see, I managed to squeeze everything in.
Yeah, there's barely room for us now.
Oh, there's plenty of room. We'll just have to watch our elbows.
I can tell already this is going to be a fun trip.
Oh, boy, it sure is.
Well, let's get going.
Whoops. Oh, look, I missed something.
What?
Well, this little box. There's just no room for it.
But that's my box of pre-autographed 8x10 glossies of me. That's important. One of my fans might want one.
I'm sorry, but we just don't have any room for it, Delton. You can't bring along everything on a trip like this. We'll just have to leave it behind.
I'd like to leave you behind.
Well, then who'd do the driving?
I didn't say I was really going to leave you behind, Dwayne. I just said I'd like to.
Oh, well, let's get in.
How? With all your stuff in the way.
We'll just kind of slide in sideways there. Now, that wasn't so bad, was it?
What?
I said that wasn't so bad, was it?
You'll have to speak up, Dwayne. Your pinball machine is in my ear.
All ready?
Yeah, let's get this record-breaking world tour started.
Right, okay. Oh.
What's the matter?
I can't get the car to move.
Why not?
I think we've got too much weight.
I knew it.
Have you ever considered going on a diet, Delton?
And so, our heroes encounter a temporary setback to their world tour. Will they ever get out of their driveway? Tune in next time to Narrowed Horizons.
Also featuring Julie Gross and Catherine Wilson.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.